And here on the KHSU magazine, we've got Redwood Coast Montessori students. Evelyn and Luan have just returned from the Montessori Model United Nations in New York with their teacher, Sherry Shapiro. And Sierra and Zoe are going next year. Oh, okay. Luan and Zoe just got back, and Sierra and Evelyn are going next year to the Montessori Model United Nations conference. And this is something that the school does every year. And this year, Luan and Zoe represented Switzerland, Peru, and Panama during their five-day stay at the Model UN. Thanks so much for being here, all of you. We really appreciate you making it here straight from New York over to the KHSU magazine. It's a big week. So tell us about the Redwood Coast Montessori School's Model UN program.
Well, basically, what we do is, at the beginning of the year, it's a year-long project. We will have these meetings on Wednesday once our teacher has gotten countries for us and partnered us up with another person, and we go as teams of two or two delegates. And the process is long, sometimes very stressful, but I mean the result is so amazing. It's all worth it. We write position papers that assert the position of our country in relation to our topic, the background, and then solutions that we've come up with based on past solutions that have worked or solutions that may not have worked, and we make figure out ways to make them work or help them work. Once we've finished our position papers, we then go through, find our solutions, and write a speech that we will give to our committee, which we try to basically condense down into our solutions, because you get a minute and a half to make a big impact. So it's kind of, you have to pack everything up together.
That sounds like a fascinating experience. So what were the topics and the solutions that you all researched and came up with?
Well, we had a variety of topics. There was measures to eliminate international terrorism. There was advancement of women. There was child rights and how to protect them. There was
the reparations of desertification.
Yes.
Right? And sustainable agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the rule of law.
The rule of law.
Okay. So were you taking on different topics for different countries, or were you taking on these topics as the different countries?
Well, we would research the different countries' position on the topics and then speak as if we were from that country and we knew the country's position and wanted to help them create a better solution.
Wow. So what were what were some of the solutions that you all came up with?
I was a delegate for Peru. My topic was measures to eliminate international terrorism, and we had two resolutions. And honestly, it was kind of crazy to try to figure out which one to support, which one to help build on, because I mean, there's the thought you all are working towards the same common goal, but at the same time, you are this delegate from a country. You can't talk as an American citizen with your American views. You have to talk as a Swiss, a delegate from the Swiss Confederation, or a delegate from the Republic of Peru. And that makes it complicated, because the part of you that is American, you want to say, I want to do it this way, but MMUN challenges you to become this other person. And so a lot, or well, the delegates from the Swiss Confederation and our committee, they would not sponsor or co-sponsor, as they say, one of the resolutions because it went against human rights, and they felt it was important to maintain human rights throughout taking on terrorism. But it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Well, I mean, it sounds like lawmaking and making those big decisions are challenging. So, I mean, what a great experience to actually go and discuss these things with people from around the world, right? You met other students from different countries.
Yeah, that was one of the other challenging things. Like, you would get people that have barely been in America for a couple of days. They didn't fully know English, but you still had to, like, collaborate with them and reach this common goal that you guys have been studying for at least a year. Last year.
So what was the overall experience like? We probably should just wrap up with that and move on to your fundraiser, but I want to, like, get a few final thoughts from you all.
Well, I thought it was fabulous.
Yeah, it was, like, amazing, just especially when we got to the UN building, because, I mean, on some level, it was kind of unreal. But we got to sit where the delegates of the nation that we were representing were sitting, and we got addressed by the Deputy Secretary General of the UN.
Wow.
And it was unexpected to have her speak. And so, like,
very cool.
It made every moment come full circle to be in the UN and to get to speak on behalf of this country that, yeah.
Wow. Well, with kids like you out there, I think we're going to be okay. So Luan and Zoe just got back from the Model UN, and Evelyn and Sierra are going to go next year. So they're here. They have to raise funds to go. Can you tell us really quickly about the fundraiser that you have coming up this weekend?
It's a Trivia Follies event. It's on Saturday, April 1st at the D Street Neighborhood Center in Arcata. It's from 7 to 9 p.m. It's individuals or teams can register up to 8 people on a team.
Wonderful. Thank you. Sierra, is there anything you want to add?
We will be selling soap, candles, and napkins, like, to fundraise for our trip next year.
Okay, wonderful. Economy. Is there a website or somewhere people can find more information? At the Redwood Coast Montessori School website. Thank you so much, everyone, for going and representing.